Tar-Heeled and Feathered is the headline of a report released yesterday. And no, it's not about any scandal at Chapel Hill. Instead, the study from the Center for Public Integrity focuses on new dubious distinctions for the U.S. Senate race between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
There was a time when you could turn on your TV and not hear these four words.
Kay Hagan.
Tom Tillis.
Kay Hagan. Tom Tillis.
But that was long ago.
If you are a North Carolinian, your eyeballs are probably burning right now, unlike they ever have before in any political race.
Dave Leventhal is the senior political reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. He and his team are behind the Who's Buying the Senate website, where they've been tracking political ad buys and who's bankrolling them nationally throughout this election year. With the Hagan-Tillis race among the handful determining control of the U.S. Senate, everyone knew North Carolina would be flooded with TV ads financed by outside groups. But nobody expected this kind of deluge. North Carolina is home to the most expensive Senate race in the country. $54.4 million to buy airtime for more than 90,000 ads. Georgia ranks second, and they're well behind, by $17 million. They've also seen 32,000 fewer ads. There is one category Leventhal tracks where North Carolina ranks squarely at the bottom: civility.
Make no mistake, there are a number of very nasty, some even brutal, U.S. Senate races being waged across this country. You've got really nasty ones in Iowa, Kentucky, Alaska, Colorado. None of them are nastier than the one that's going on in North Carolina.
As measured by sheer volume of negativity, he calls it the hostility parade. Leventhal and his team gave extra attention to the political ads aired in races across the country last week. They looked and listened for tone and message. Classic attack ads are easy to spot. Their basic formula is candidate X is bad because of Y, plus some ominous music underneath. But they aren't the only negative ads out there.
There are also contrast ads, which would include some sort of positive message about one candidate, but also to have elements of negativity that is casting the opponent in a very negative light.
Leventhal tracked the 10,800 Hagan-Tillis ads that aired last week, and
every single political ad that was run for the U.S. Senate race, save for 20 of them, had at least some sort of negative content.
That means only 20 ads of the 10,800 that aired last week were positive. That's not the only low point. Those 10,800 ads, that too was a record, says Leventhal.
We haven't seen any other Senate race in the country that's had 10,000 TV ads in a single week.
With just 11 days now before the election and with early voting already underway, Leventhal wonders,
what's it for? Haven't most voters made up their minds?
It's a fair question, especially given this particular ad blitz. There are, of course, the undecideds, people who wait until the last second before they throw their support behind either Tillis or Hagan. But they are an unreliable bunch, since they may just decide to skip this midterm election outright. Which is why political scientist Michael Bitzer believes this negative ad blitz is really a get-out-the-vote campaign.
It is about reaching your base voters with the topics of concern. So it really is almost speaking past any of the voters in the middle and really directed at their base supporters.
Historically, angry voters are more likely to vote. And in a race as close as Hagan-Tillis, every one of them will be key. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.